We're coming off that game on Saturday. I know you were commenting about it on Twitter. You were obviously working on Hockey Night. That was, like, from our standpoint in the building between the Flames and the Oilers, that was so much fun to be a part of. That was a straight-up throwback Battle of Alberta hockey game a couple nights ago.
Don't you miss it?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It made you think about what these two teams could be playing against one another if they were to meet in the playoffs at some point. That's what I was thinking about most.
You know, and I agree with that 100%. Like, you have to be watching that game thinking, what have we missed here and what have we lost here? And that reminded me, it's not like the 80s because you can't do what those guys did anymore. Like, it's not like Marty McSorley spearing Mike Bullard and stuff like that anymore. That stuff can't really happen. But it was probably as close as you could get to what would be allowed now. And, you know, I think what was interesting, like, I was talking to a former player yesterday about it, and he said that when you went into Calgary, you knew that you were going to get roughed up. Win or lose for a long time. You know, even, you know, Daryl's team that went to the Stanley Cup final in 2004, like, that was a tough team. Chris Simon playing the best hockey of his career and all that. And it kind of has gotten lost. And then you watch Tkachuk and you watch Bennett, and it was kind of what you expected when you went into Calgary years and years ago. And I'm sure that the Flames are hoping that that's not a one-off, that that's a tone that's going to be set for their team for a long time.
Yeah. Well, one of the guys right in the teeth of it was Matthew Tkachuk, and he was an absolute menace in that game. He had Flames fans delighted, and he had Oilers fans, players, coaches, media absolutely frothing at the mouth. Matthew Tkachuk knows what he's doing, and he was very much in the heads of everybody associated with the Oilers on Saturday.
Yeah, he was great. And, you know, I think Bennett was too. I thought both those guys were good. But there's no question that there were some people who didn't like it, especially because, you know, he went after McDavid on a play. Like, it was very old school. That is the way that the game used to be played, that, you know, you'd go after the best players. I think the biggest difference, guys, is that, you know, 20 years ago, what would have happened? The Oilers would have either responded in kind with Semenko or someone like that, or they would have gone after Goudreau. And, you know, I think internally, there's probably some people in Edmonton saying, you know, why didn't we do that? You know, why, if they're going to go after McDavid, why don't we go after their best player? And I'm sure that, I know there, you know, obviously Nick and talked about it on the air, that he didn't really like it that Tkachuk didn't fight Cassian in the first period. I kind of understood that because Tkachuk had already been out of the game, whether it was a concussion spot or whatever happened. I could understand him not fighting there, though I know some purists might agree that was still, if you're going to play that way, you have to answer for it. You know, Cassian is definitely out of his league as a heavyweight. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing I thought that was interesting was just in the last minute there, you know, Cassian had a chance to go after, to fight him again, and he didn't do it. And I'm sure that there are probably some people in the Oilers organization who would kind of have wished that, even though Cassian might have gotten a penalty for it, especially in the last 5 minutes, if he was called for an instigator, they were probably like, you know what, who cares? Like, this guy drove us crazy, went after our best player, and maybe Cassian should have gone after him again. I wouldn't be surprised if people there thought that. But that is why, you know, Tkachuk is going to get paid very handsomely, because he's the heartbeat of your team.
Yeah.
Definitely one of them. And him and Bennett were a major reason that you guys came back and won that game on Saturday.